It's 8:45, live from the studios at KIOS-FM. At 33rd and Burt, I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. It's time for Live and Local. With me, Aaron Dewar. I've always wanted to do this.
Right.
She's an OPL, Readers and Writers Librarian for the Omaha Public Library. And she's here with us. It's a very special event going on. It's kind of neat. Thank you very much for coming in today. Do appreciate it. You've got Ted Genoway's book, the 2019 Omaha Reads Selection, This Blessed Earth. Mm-hmm. What's happening here? There's a whole event surrounding all of this.
Right. So every year we ask the Omaha community to nominate and then vote on one book that they think the whole community should read and discuss. And then we take that book, and during the fall, between mid-September and late October, we have a series of events around it, including book discussions. And this year, that book is This Blessed Earth by Ted Genoway. So we'll have book discussions, some panel events, and Ted will be here for an author visit.
Oh, that's right. And reading sections live, I'm guessing?
Yep. And answering questions from the audience, signing books.
Oh, that's very exciting. How long has this program been going on?
Years longer than I've been at the library.
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic. And there's a whole series of events that happens. We've got things happening on September 18th at the Millard Branch and the W. Dale Clark Main Library on the 22nd. In fact, really one of the best ways to find out about all this is to go to omahalibrary.org and see the list of events, because chances are there's something happening near you,
right.
Whoever you
yep.
are and wherever you live.
Yep, it's all spread across the city. So we'll open with a book discussion at Millard on September 18th, like you said. There will be a panel discussion down at Main where we're talking about farming and natural resources and how that really affects all of us. There will be another book discussion, and we have a Humanities Nebraska speaker coming to talk about the history of water in the state of Nebraska.
Which, by the way, is huge. I mean, one of the largest aquifers in the country
is
here in Nebraska.
Right.
And one of the things people talk about regarding the future is water rights
and
what that's going to mean to the country and, quite frankly, the world.
Right, and how that affects farming, especially here in the Midwest. So that is a big part of the book, but also just something that we all need to – we don't have to think about every day, but is something that is going to – affect everyone.
Well, and from a standpoint of timeliness, the irrigation tunnel that collapsed between Wyoming and Nebraska, mm-hmm. was it 150,000 acres of land unable to be irrigated?
Right.
I mean, all those crops lost
mm-hmm.
and a disaster declared there. So
something
of a very current issue,
if
you will. Aaron, how on earth did you become a librarian?
I used to be in journalism. I worked for newspapers, and I just fell in love with the idea of protecting our historical resources. And then I got into public libraries and realized I really liked serving people and serving the community. So it's a really great fit.
What's your favorite part of the job?
I think connecting with people. I mean, I like to read, and that's a huge part of my job, but that's not every librarian's job. But really, like, being in the community, I work at the downtown library and seeing all of our patrons and community members and helping them connect with the information they need, the technology that they need. We're really there for whatever we can help them with.
What would you say are some of the benefits of becoming a member of the library? It's a free thing to do. You just
get
a library card.
If you're in Douglas County, the Omaha Public Library is free for you to use. It would save you a lot of money if you are a reader, if you need technology, if you don't have access to the internet at your home. We have internet access at all of our locations. Technology, we have computers, technology help from our librarians and our library staff there, and just a wealth of resources and people who can help you find the things that you need to find.
So as a librarian, it's come a long ways from just knowing the Dewey Decimal System back and forth.
Yeah. There's a lot more, technology. How to find information, how to find correct information. So,
what do you see as the future of the Omaha Public Library?
That's a huge question. Libraries will be around a long time. I think people think that print is becoming extinct, but I think that's not true at all. People are still reading physical books. They're still checking out physical books. I think technology will change, and that may change the way that we serve our patrons, but I think that we're still going to be helping people in whatever way they need and whatever we can.
Sure. Yeah, I'm actually, when authors, agents send me, they want to send me a PDF, and it has to be a physical book for me. I look at a computer all day. Right. So if I'm going to read your book to interview your author, it's got to be a physical book.
Everybody has their format. I like print, but some people read on an e-reader, and that's fine too.
Sure.
It's still reading. Listening to book is still reading too. So
absolutely. Yeah. That's Erin Dewar, and she's with the Omaha Public Library. For information on the big happenings, The Blessed Earth, Ted Genoway is the author, is going to be here reading it live in front of you. For information on when that happens, omahalibrary.org would be the place to go. Thank you so much for stopping in
today.
Do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.